Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
News Pro Joe in here on a Friday. Feel good Friday. What are you feeling good about on this Friday, Tara?
So yesterday, I went and got my teeth cleaned at the dentist, and I had an all-new dental hygienist. I had never had her before. So we were just chit-chatting, getting to know each other. And she goes, so are you home from school for winter break? And I was like, what? She's like, are you home from school? I said, I'm not in school. She goes, oh, how old are you? And then I said, how old do you think I am? She goes, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm like, no. How old do you think I am?
She's like, 16.
She's like, how old do you think?
Pause. There was an awkward pause. And she goes, 20? And I said, I love you for saying that. I'm 25. She was like, oh my God. She's like, 25 is not off, but you look so much younger than you are. And I said, thank you so much. You just made my day. That means that the skincare is working. Because after I hit 25 this summer, like, I've been feeling it, like, in my bones. Like, I am not, like, a young...
You're talking to two old men here that are like,
No, yeah. I love amazing.
I'd give anything to go back to 25.
Like, you mean to tell me right now that I look 20? Thank you. Like, I don't even get carded anymore when I go out. I'm really feeling like a grown up, and I don't want to be.
Wait until you're at a restaurant and you're with like a bunch of people and everyone gets carded and then they come
but
to you.
But not your dad.
But not, they skip you. I'm like, do you want? And they're like, nah, you're good.
Like, you're good. You're like,
that's literally happened to me. I'll be out with more and they're like, can we see your ID? And I'm like, do you want to see mine? And they're like, no. It's fine.
No, we can tell.
Like, just lie to me.
Aging literally terrifies me, so that made me feel so good. I came home beaming. Feel like not only my smile was beaming, but like I was just glowing. I was so happy she said that.
I feel like I get better looking every day, you know? I'm just kidding.
No, you don't have to be kidding about that.
No, I mean, I do think I've aged gracefully, though.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I just dress like I'm in my
30s.
I dress like I'm in my 20s, so somebody's like, oh, we thought you were a lot. Then why do you wear that? Why are you wearing basketball jerseys?
I think you can wear whatever you
you're
want.
Hip. You're cool.
I think I dress young too because she was talking to me about her daughter. I had on one of the like really trendy puffy coats. She's like, oh, my daughter really wants one of those. And then she was commenting on the tinsel in my hair. She's like, my daughter just got that. And her daughter is a college student.
Right.
So she thought I was.
Flattering.
You just gotta dress younger. People think you are.
Feel good Friday. Joe, what are you feeling good about on this Friday?
Listen, you know, I'm completely addicted to coffee, just like most of the world.
I thought you were gonna say something.
I'm completely addicted to coffee, like most of the world. And I've been on my drive from my house to here, I've been watching this little Aroma Joe's go up.
Yes, I've seen it.
You know the one? Yes. It's like in that Gorham, Scarborough, Westbrook line there, that intersection. Mm-hmm. I think it's like it's not 114. I don't know what street it is. But anyways, doesn't matter. But I've been going and it's like, it's coming along and it's coming along. And this morning I drove by and the lights were on. And I'm just so jacked up for this because when I come here, I have to bring my own coffee. Mm-hmm. And then when I leave, I have to like go get coffee somewhere. It's kind of a pain in the butt. But now on Fridays, you're going to have an ultimately caffeinated News Pro Joe as soon as they open. They're not open yet.
Well, I want you to bring me a rush.
I'll have another Feel Good Friday when they actually open and it will be the opening.
Step in the right direction.
But this morning I saw the lights on and I was like, wow, this is going to make my life so much better on Friday mornings. I mean, I love coffee. I'm sure people out there can understand that like when the coffee becomes easier and you just got to hit that little drive through at 6:45 a.m. or whatever time it is and
perfect. You know what's funny? One of my best friends just moved, and so her route to work has changed, and she is so excited about the Aroma Joe's because it's on her way to work now, too. So she's like, just oh my God, it. I'm going to get it every morning.
I just love it. Now, I'm starting to, like, I go to a lot of the Aroma Joe's, and we are not being paid to say this, so if Aroma Joe's would like to sponsor us, at News Pro Joe on Instagram, find me, DM me. But, I'm starting to notice that some of them are a little better than others.
Oh.
Some of them do
be careful.
A little bit better job than others. Some of them are extremely good, like 10 out of 10. And what I mean by this is I get a cold brew every single time. Like there's no, I don't deviate. But sometimes there's this one Aroma Joe's, and I'm not going to call them out, but
Joe,
there's one
be careful.
That gives me regular iced coffee.
How do you
and
know?
You know the difference.
I know the difference. And any of my coffee drinkers out there,
he's addicted to coffee.
I'm addicted to this stuff. Like I'm a connoisseur. Like I'm like... I know when it hits my lips, and because like the iced coffee is like a bold brew, and like it's a totally different flavor, and I'm like, I'm telling y'all, if you're out there listening, I want my cold brew when
you
I say
know
it.
There's definitely an employee that thinks a cold brew is just I another way to say iced coffee.
I think so.
Yeah. They'll learn. It's
somebody's
okay.
got to show her this is a different jug, or he, or whoever's pouring.
Feel good Friday.
Lane, what are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good about, I got some time off coming up in a little bit towards my birthday, and I just planned a trip to go see my goddaughter and my nephews down in Virginia.
Is it going to be hot there? Like, what's the weather situation?
No, it's not going to be hot, but it's going to be, it's like wintertime there.
When is this little break?
It's coming up towards the end of the month.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I was going
to
say, what's happening here?
Tara's going to be out there by herself rocking, so.
I'm really scared.
Is this just going to be the tea spot?
Like, this is my feel-good thing. We'll get to later. We'll get to the details later about how the show's going to operate.
I'm a Leo. It always comes back to me.
It's always back to you guys. Like, wait, what are we going to do?
I'm thinking, yo, Tara, you want
I just sat there and listened to you talk about cold brew versus regular coffee for 10 minutes.
Tara, you want me to stop in? You just hit me up, all right?
Okay.
Anyways, Ryan, tell
anyways,
us about
I'm
your
just excited
children.
To see my goddaughter, all right? Jeez, and the rest of my fam, and it's going to be a good time. And I'm not flying. I'm taking the car so Lana can come too. So
oh, I love
trip.
That. Is the wife coming?
Yeah, we're going to
wife.
Well, you know.
Well, I accidentally started a rumor possibly that actually I don't even want to repeat it.
Yeah, she goes like this. I'll tell you
I
it.
You're going to tell the other rumor that you started off air this morning, and I was like, "Don't do it. Don't."
She's
do
like,
"Not that one."
She's like, "I can't keep secrets. Like if you were to say tell me that you were going to propose, like I would have to like tell somebody about
he
that."
He was like, "Why would you,
why would you
say
use that as an example?"
Like, and probably it would be Mara. Like I would have to tell her.
Yeah.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Two more chances for you to win Maine Celtics tickets today. One this hour, one at 5 p.m. And for this hour's pair of Celtics tickets, we're asking what, Tara?
What's the last thing you ate off the floor? 5-second rule.
Or not.
Yeah, or not.
I'm trying to think in my head. Okay, you got something?
Yeah, I don't do this anymore. Because, you know, like the pandemic really changed the way a lot of people think.
You were a germaphobe pre-pandemic.
Yeah. So I'm even more of a germaphobe now. But this was back when I was in college and it was Bachelor Monday. The Bachelor was on and I was going to watch it with my roommate. And I had just made myself a nice toasty Pop-Tart. That was going to be my snack because I always toast the Pop-Tart. You can't just eat them raw. And I get into her room and I had it on like a paper plate that had that shiny finish. And as I'm trying to sit myself down on the floor, the Pop-Tarts went sliding off of this shiny paper plate face down into her like fuzzy white carpet that looks like cat fur. And I thought to myself, this is so disgusting. I've seen all the times that her bare feet have been on this rug. Ugh. And the hair has been going in between her toes, but I just made this Pop-Tart.
You really know how to paint a picture with your words.
I know, really.
So I went, ah! And I just quickly grabbed the Pop-Tart, put it back on the plate, and I went, I ate it.
I do think a Pop-Tart is like your best case scenario food drop.
Like, it was worth it, you know? Like, and I wasn't going to go get another one because like, hello, what a waste.
Pop-Tart is like easy cleaning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just literally blew it off the dirt.
I did. And it was great. It was chocolate fudge.
What's the last thing that you've eaten off the floor?
So I had to think about it for a minute because I'm not a big floor eater guy. But so during the pandemic, we're in the pandemic.
We're still in it, yeah.
But I talk about 2020 like it was like, because we were all like on lockdown and stuff.
Yeah.
So we were finding like some new hobbies and stuff. And for me, it was like high end steaks. Like I was like,
Remember when Joe
was going through a Wagyu phase? Yep. I'm still in it actually a little bit. But so I was ordering these Wagyu steaks from like literally from Japan that were coming in like freeze dried. Like not freeze dried, dry ice,
dry ice,
like,
yeah.
Like literally being shipped from like Japan. It's like a $200 steak. Highly recommend it. But I dropped a beautiful slice of it on the ground. Right, like I was so cutting board. It's perfect. I'm plating, because I like to make it look a little fancy.
Yeah,
so I'm plating.
You're gonna take a picture of
and
it.
And one, you got to get that for the gram. And one of these slices just, it's like slow motion watching like a $30 slice of steak tumble to the floor and it hits the ground. And you know what? I picked it up. I gave it a quick little washy poo because I do own cats.
So you rinsed it?
Yeah, I gave it a quick rinse, hit it with a little salt, and I just ate that piece. It just like banged it out. Like it was not going to go to waste. And you know what? It was fine.
Yeah, it was all right. So the question is what?
What's the last thing you ate off the floor?
What's the last thing Ryan ate off the floor?
I was DJing at
ivy up in Old Town.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm no. Just like I don't thinking, like where this is
I'm
going.
I'm thinking of like a sticky floor. Carry on.
Worse than that. I'm DJing there. Usually I would stay over at like the Airbnb because it's a long drive. The club ends at 1:00. So to drive back to Portland's a little bit of a trip. But that night I decided, you know what? I want to wake up in my own bed. I'm going to drive home. And I drove home from Ivy and nothing's open to eat at that time. Pre-pandemic, there'd be like the 24 hours McDonald's or something like that. Those don't exist anymore.
I know. You have to go out of state.
Yeah. You can't. I was Googling it before I left. I'm like, where can I get something to eat? Nothing's open. So I stopped at like an Irving or a gas station on the way home and I got a gas station hot dog and I was very excited.
They're
for
so
it.
Good though.
I dressed it in the mustard and relish and all the fixings and paid for it. Got a little bag of chips, got it in my car, and then it just fell off the plate.
No.
Onto the floor of my car.
Oh my God.
Just like a piece of Wagyu steak.
And then I looked at it. And I looked at it and I said, this is the point of my life I'm at. And I yeah. And I ate it.
That's bad.
This is the point of my life I'm at. And this was like 2 months ago,
that's
probably.
That's bad because
yeah, that was literally like 2 months
like
ago.
Not even that long
the
ago.
The amount of dirt and salt and sand that's on the floor of a car is disgusting.
And I said, you know what? It's
You're
because
like,
I've been
it crunchy.
It's because I've been doing things like this my whole life that I have avoided the vid this entire time.
Honestly,
I've built up the
honestly,
antibodies.
Right.
some of the Ryan stories I've heard off air, the New York story, like you're immune. I think
I texted one of my friends who lives in New York, ironically, at that moment, just thinking like, who would be up right now? And I told him, I'm like, this is what I just did. And he was like, you got to do what you got to do, man. And I'm like, thank you. I knew you would be there. You got to have that friend
you
that would support,
support
you.
In that
I
moment.
Needed support in that moment. Yes. I'm like, my Moro's asleep. Everybody I know is asleep. I'm like, there's got to be one person that's up. I texted him and he's like, yeah, man.
And honestly, even if Moro's awake, she might not even be the
right
person.
She might
not even be the right person.
I don't even want to tell her that happened. Mariah in Auburn, what is the last thing that you've eaten off the floor?
Popcorn just yesterday.
I feel like it's worth it for that.
Yeah, that's an easy.
It's a Boy Scout popcorn at that, so it's $4.50 a bag. I ain't wasting not a one.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Wait, do the Boy Scouts do popcorn?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
You didn't know that? Joe, Girl Scouts cookies, Joe, Boy Scouts popcorn.
Where have you been?
Listen, I mean, it's Girl Scout cookies, but I never knew.
Popcorn!
The guys gotta be slanging too, you know? They gotta
Seriously.
Make money for trips too.
Does the popcorn come out around the same time, or are they picking a different time of year?
They pick a different time of the year.
Do you support
They're
both?
At least courteous swingers.
Do you support both? Are you getting the Girl Scout cookies and the Boy Scout popcorn?
I'm not going to lie. It's been a little while since I've had Girl Scout cookies because the last time I bought some, I spent $50 and my husband was like, absolutely not.
I told you. These are cookie dealers.
Yeah, what do you think about it? You're like, wait, our cookie budget is not $50 for the month, all right?
Exactly. And I was hiding most of them.
You bought $50 worth of cookies. Why are there only 2 boxes here?
Exactly.
The Boy Scout popcorn, what kind of floor was it? I think this matters.
It was on the kitchen floor.
Okay.
It's a linoleum. You know, I try to keep it clean as possible. I mean, I'm not trying to lick it or anything, but definitely a kernel of popcorn.
That's not as bad as like a shag carpet, so I think we'll take
and
it.
And I think she made it through the night, so you're safe now.
I mean, at this point, if I'm eating things in places that they don't belong and it doesn't kill me, it's a hooray for me.
Everybody should walk through life with that attitude.
Exactly.
Nikki and Acton, what's the last thing you ate off the floor?
Some ice cream. I ran it under the tap water to get all the animal hair off, but it was good to go.
Wait, did it melt?
a little, but cold water.
Wait, what kind of ice cream was this?
Cookies and cream.
Okay, it was worth
so
it.
So, like, you dropped, like, a whole scoop, or, like, how much did you drop? Paint this picture for me.
It was, like, the spoonful, you know, when you're trying to get it out, and it's all frozen.
Yes.
It, like,
and you bend
flings.
The spoon, and it flings that cream. Yeah, if you look in my silverware drawer, you see a few bent spoons, and you're like, I know what happened here.
Yep, the casualties of war.
what pet here? What kind of pet do we have?
One dog and 3 cats.
Oh, okay. So you have the whole
variety.
Whole thing going on there. All right.
So,
it's like a petting zoo.
Lengths and colors, you know.
But was it within 5 seconds?
Definitely only 5 seconds.
I just love the thought of her running the ice cream under the sink water and then eating your sink watered ice cream. I mean, that is
dedication.
That's next level.
I like it. Jess from Biddeford, what's the last thing you ate off the floor?
The last thing, it didn't make it to my mouth, but I was about to eat a cracker off of the kitchen floor at work, and I'm a vet tech, and the doctor pointed out that we don't change our shoes all day at work, so whatever we stood in surgery, we leave on the kitchen floor.
I feel like I'm going to faint.
Animal parts.
Yeah, and sadly, that wasn't the first thing I'd like to pick up and eat.
I was going
to
say, so you...
The kitchen felt safe.
You stopped yourself from that cracker, but how many times in the past had you done it?
Yeah, a lot. Like I dropped a piece of bread while making a sandwich and just picked it up and kept going.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think the 5-second rule is out when you're like have shoes and surgery and all of those things combined.
Sure, a lot of stuff gets on that floor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ashley from SoPo, what's the last thing you ate off the floor?
Actually, 30 minutes ago, I was ready to start my morning healthy, pulled out a banana, standing in my living room, and as I opened it, it broke in half and fell on my living room floor, which was covered with human hair, dog hair, because it needs a vacuum. I picked it up and ate it anyway.
Oh, did
just pluck the hairs right off.
Did you give that a little rinse?
Yes, nope. I did. I plucked the hairs off. My 10-year-old daughter looked at me like I had 6 heads. Like, really, Mom?
You gotta do
I just picked the hair off and finished eating it. I was determined to have my healthy banana this morning.
Yeah, it's just a little extra protein. That's what I say.
Where the hair was coming from.
All right. We have a pair of Maine Celtics tickets up for grabs. Is that something that you're interested in?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's make this happen. Let's hook you up. Let's send you to a game. You're going. You got the tickets.
No way.
Yeah. I'm looking at...
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I've never won anything.
Look at that. First time for everything. All it took was you having to eat a banana off the floor.
Well, then I'm glad I got my banana this morning.
For real.
So you're going to go to Saturday, January 29th game. I got a pair of tickets for Saturday, January 29th.
Awesome.
Actually, hold on.
Awesome, thank you.
I'm looking at the wrong schedule here. You're going to go to February 17th game. Thursday, February 17th, all right?
Even better. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
So LA police are investigating a possible assault by Kanye West. According to reports, a fan asked for an autograph and Ye punched him. It was around 3 a.m. Thursday morning. West was sitting in a car outside of the Soho warehouse in downtown LA. The alleged victim saw Ye and asked for an autograph. West reportedly got out of the car, had some bad things to say to the fan, punched the person and left the scene. Authorities are looking into the situation. If police verify the incident, Ye could be charged with battery, which is a misdemeanor. I don't know. As a person, as a fan, as anybody, maybe don't run up on a car at 3 a.m. in the morning, bang on the window and look for an autograph.
Julia Fox is in the car. She's like, babe, this isn't like you. Stop.
Now you're just creating a scenario. That didn't happen. All right.
I still say this is better than the autograph.
Better than an autograph is getting punched in the face by Kanye.
Nobody's getting punched in the face by Kanye.
You have that story forever.
That's your story.
Yeah.
You get to tell that forever and ever.
Also, the video that's been making the rounds is quite ridiculous of Kanye. It's Ye, Julia Fox, Antonio Brown, Floyd Mayweather, Madonna. I feel like I'm missing some other random people.
I think Ashley Simpson's husband, I think, was there.
That's a random person. I don't know who that is, but I know who Ashley Simpson is, but he was in there.
That's what I read.
And you compared it to like a freshman dorm party?
I saw a tweet that said, the vibes in this room give off freshman dorm party. And to me, that could not be more accurate. Like when you would get invited to a dorm party, you're expecting it to be lit. And then there's just like 6 people sitting against the bed that's leaned up against the wall and only 2 girls are dancing.
And guess what music is playing?
Drake.
Yeah, they were all listening to Drake, which is ironic in itself.
Spot on.
After remaining relatively quiet following sister Jamie Lynn Spears' interview with GMA, Britney Spears slammed her sister in a lengthy post on Twitter Thursday, and she did not hold back. She noted that she did this all while having a 104-degree fever, so she wasn't feeling her best, but she had time to respond. Britney said the 2 things that bothered her the most were that Jamie Lynn said her behavior was out of control. She said she was never around me much 15 years ago at that time, so why are they even talking about that unless she wants to sell a book at my expense, which is what you said.
Yeah, and I have younger siblings, and I cannot imagine like going on a show and talking about this mental health of my sisters from like 15 years ago.
Right.
Why?
Britney then questioned Jamie Lynn's remixes to her classics. I wrote a lot of my songs, and my sister was the baby, she continued. She never had to work for anything.
Ooh?
My family loves to pull me down and hurt me always, so I'm disgusted with them. Hope your book does well, Jamie Lynn, she added. She ended it with, lesson learned from all this. Don't trust people people or anyone. Make your cats and dogs your family and take care of your own damn self. I think that's some good advice, though.
Totally.
My dog is my family. Joe's cat's his family for sure.
For sure.
I'm working on getting a hamster.
Tara wants to be in the animal world. She's going to start small with a hamster.
I saw this whole thing recently that like millennials are not having children. They're having pets.
Oh,
and,
totally.
And it's totally true. And it's like, why is that happening? Well, we did not get mortgages when we were 21. We got student loan debt.
Exactly.
So then we could not afford houses. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a vicious cycle there.
You like, guys, if like my student loan debt actually is canceled, if that's what that letter is.
We're so excited for that.
Are we buying a house?
I can start paying for a down or start saving for a down payment on a house.
Let's go.
It's literally going to be like declined.
Here's something else that you can be excited about. If that letter doesn't.
Something to look forward to.
If that letter doesn't come through in the way that you want it to come through, here's something positive for you. Degrassi is coming back.
Woo!
Degrassi? Degrassi.
I don't understand why you have such a problem with this. Can you say like.
Degrassi?
Gracias? Like.
Gracias.
You're saying like grossy, Rossi.
The way you just
grossy.
Said.
Gracias. Gracias.
Like it's Degrassi.
Degrassi.
Grassy.
I've been saying that. How do I say it?
You're like Degrassi.
Degrassi.
Degrossi.
Anyways, it's coming back. Yeah. A new take on the teenage drama will debut on HBO Max in 2023. In addition, the streaming service has acquired the rights to all 14 seasons of Degrassi, The Next Generation. The classic Degrassi will be available starting this spring. Drake started in the first 7 seasons.
So good. One of my favorite shows of all time. I recently went back and watched every single episode. Netflix tried to take it and reboot it. They ruined it. So HBO, show me what you got.
Really? Did Netflix try?
Mm-hmm. And it was really bad.
HBO Max has some good shows. We were talking about a few of them earlier. So I feel like HBO usually does justice to their series.
I know. That's why I'm so excited.
I feel like HBO always does a good job. Like, I don't think I've ever watched an HBO series and been like, this stinks.
Right. I mean, Sopranos. I'm watching Sex and the City right now, and it's great. I'm back in the 90s.
Sex and the City and Sex Lives of College Girls.
I watched that as well.
Sex. Yeah. You might as well just watch Euphoria.
No, I can't watch Euphoria. That's out. That's the one I can't watch. The high school thing weirds me out.
I was just looking up. There's another show that like Netflix totally got wrong when they did the reboot, Arrested Development.
Oh, that was terrible.
Like in the regular show, and they had like the same cast, didn't they?
Yeah.
But like the original episodes are so good. And it's like, I tried to watch the new stuff and I stopped after 2 episodes maybe.
Yeah. Something that Joe was excited to talk about this morning. He said, we have to talk about this. He came in.
I slammed my fist and I said,
this is news. Kylie Jenner has become the first woman to hit 300 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, I recently hit 800 over at the News Pro Joe account at News Pro Joe on Instagram.
Hey.
If all of our listeners could just go ahead and give me a follow,
wow.
Let's get to 1,000.
Is that why you wanted to talk about it, to lead
yes,
into that?
I had to really push it.
Shameless plug.
Everybody plug their Instagrams. Let's get to 300 million together. There's only one way.
If you're wondering who has the most, 389 million followers, Cristiano Ronaldo has the
Those
most.
Those soccer stars have tons of followers.
I know.
Like even your mediocre, like your European player has like 15 million.
Yeah.
Like that's
crazy.
That's like a low number for them.
That's your Dirty on 30 Made How to Made by Derigo. Federal Credit Union credit card company is doing you dirty. You should take advantage of Derigo's 0% platinum credit card, DerigoFCU.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
The number of COVID-19 patients in Maine hospitals set yet another record at 436 people, an increase of 25% from just 2 weeks ago. Maine is not seeing an increase in critical care patients or those on ventilators, though, which is a sign that the Omicron variant may be less severe for some. The Supreme Court stopped a push by the Biden administration to mandate vaccines and testing at large businesses. The court is allowing the administration to proceed with a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers. A Maine company is being sued after a fire in New York left 17 people dead over the weekend. A lawsuit has been filed against Portland-based LIHC Investment Group, which is one of the owners of the Bronx building. The lawsuit claims negligence in part due to the self-closing doors, which reportedly malfunctioned. Navient has agreed to cancel $1.7 billion in debt owed by more than 66,000 borrowers across 39 states, including Maine.
Please pick me. Please pick me.
You're going to find out if your loans are canceled. By notice, Navient's going to send it along with refunds of any payments made after mid-2021. I don't know if the odds are that good. 66,000 sounds like a lot, but when you think about all the years that it's gone on through and all the states.
I wonder how they're going to pick those people, if it's going to be completely random or if it's going to be like the people that are on like income-based payments because they can't afford it.
this year. You can order your Girl Scout cookies on DoorDash. If you want to be extra lazy, you can have the cookies sent to your home, or you can arrange to pick them up at a local booth.
Ooh.
I don't know about this.
You know, last year, I waited till the very last minute. The season was almost over, and I found a mom on Facebook by super sleuthing in my area, and I DM'd her, and I was like, I'm going to buy a few boxes, and she brought them right to my door, and that was amazing. So that was as close to DoorDash as I got.
You know, you hear a lot of negative stories about Facebook and the mean stuff that goes on over there, but that's a positive.
That's a great way to navigate Facebook.
I always had like a dealer, like a cookie dealer when I was at work.
Was my sister.
Yeah.
Like, now she's too old.
When I was at like WGME, I would just like, so I used Kim Block for a very long time. Her daughter, we go through her and I would get boxes through Kim. And then as her daughter aged out of the system and became an adult.
You had to find a new dealer?
I had to find a new dealer, and it was Charlie Lepresti, who has two daughters. So, an older and a younger. So Charlie's been my dealer for quite a while now. He slings good cookie.
There it is.
Girls are like, I don't think I want to do Girl Scouts anymore. He's like, nah. I have a business to run.
There's an expectation.
Yeah, there's definitely an expectation. Yeah, last year for me, I was just talking about how I didn't have cookies, and one of our loyal listeners hit us up and was like, my daughter's selling them. I'm like, perfect, boom.
Awesome.
Bring it through.
If you don't want to use DoorDash, though, you can still find out where to buy the cookies from a local troop. You text cookies to 59618 for a link to sellers in your dealers in your dealers. Area.
They're slinging cookies.
For sure. They're going to be set up outside all of the 1 million main dispensaries at this point.
What are you guys' favorite Girl Scout cookies?
Mine got discontinued.
Which one was it?
The Thanks-a-Lots.
Which one was Thanks-a-Lot?
It was the shortbread cookie with the chocolate dip.
Oh, yeah.
It was they don't make those simple, anymore? And if you just dipped it in some milk, oh my God, it was so good. Nope, they discontinued them last year.
What about you, Ryan?
I like, what is it? The Caramel Delights.
Oh, yeah. It's an old classic. I think like if I had to choose one, like gun to my head, I'd go Thin Mints.
Well, Thin Mints like, in the freezer.
I'm an old school Thin Mint in the freezer type of guy.
Yeah.
I remember like back in the day, my mom would get some boxes of Girl Scout cookies and like it was like lock and key. Like the sleeve is going in the freezer and she knows how many Thin Mints are in the sleeve.
My mom did that too. Do not eat these.
We gave away tote bags full. We've done it a few years. We gave away tote bags full of different boxes of the Girl Scout cookies during the season. Not sure if we'll do it this year, but
let's do it. Just do it.
But towards the end, they also gave us some cookies for ourselves. But towards the end of the pickup, like people who didn't come right away to pick up their cookies, I started taking the Thin Mints out of that bag and replacing it with our stash of cookies that we didn't like as much as the Thin Mints.
Yeah, if you noticed there were any repeats in the bag, that was why.
Yeah, if you got
like one of each.
It was supposed to be
a bunch of lemonades.
It was supposed to be one of each, and there was a bunch of the lemonades in it.
I think that must be the worst one, right?
What?
I used to like the lemonades.
I'm not a lemonades guy.
I used to really like the lemonades, and then somebody who worked here told me that they tasted like lemon cleaning products, and I can't get that image out of my mind.
Are they licking the floor? How would they know what that tastes like?
I don't know, but it made sense to me because as soon as I had a lemonade after that, I'm like, yeah, you're right. These do taste like lemon, and I've never.
I don't think that at all. I think they taste delicious.
Those little peanut butter sandwich ones are really good too. Kind of underrated.
They had a new one.
Underrated.
They had a new one last year that was good too. What was the one from last year? Was it s'mores?
The cinnamon one?
Cinnamon.
S'mores was new a couple, like a few years ago.
It was a brand new one last year, I feel like. That was really good.
Cinnamon swirls?
Maybe. It might have been. I'm going to have to look at the list.
I don't think I had any Girl Scout cookies last year.
French toast. Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Any good? Any good?
Or toast yay? Wait, what was the yay?
Is it like a Kanye cookie for kids?
Yeah, it was a Kanye West collab.
I don't remember.
Toast yays is what it was called.
Toast yay.
That's five things you need to know made how to make by Gold Rush Pawn. See TJ, and he'll help you turn the Christmas gifts you didn't want or need into cash. Gold Rush for the good life. Main Street, Sanford.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
Here's another side effect of COVID that I'm reading about.
Oh, tell me more.
A man in the U.S. claims his penis shrunk by 1.5 inches as a result of vascular damage he suffered after contracting COVID.
Oh my God.
I promise it was bigger, but I had COVID.
Also, how would you know? Like one day, do you just look down there and you're like, I think I shrunk.
Yeah, the unfortunate victim who identified himself as a man in his 30s said the issue had a profound impact on, quote, my self-confidence and abilities in bed. And he's been suffering from erectile dysfunction ever since.
Oh my God, poor thing.
Well, I think you notice, depending, like if it's like 3 and you lose 1.5, then like that's a big difference, right?
I guess.
So you notice that.
I wonder if his partners noticed.
I'm learning that everything is a side effect of COVID at this point.
For real.
Small penis, COVID. Can't taste.
You know what I'm most scared of if I get it is hair loss.
I've heard that happens too.
I'm terrified by it.
I'm like you now.
My hair's thin enough.
Remember when you had the holiday pie at McDonald's?
Yeah, and I thought I had COVID because it tasted like nothing.
It was just bland. It just has no taste. But you thought that you had COVID because the holiday pie at McDonald's tasted like... I've done that multiple times. I'm like, what? And then I'll put some hot sauce. I'm like, oh,
there it is.
I got it. That was just bland. Not enough seasoning on that.